T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Coming up in about 20 minutes, 25 minutes from now, we'll have Radio.com Sports Major League Baseball insider Joe Girardi will join us on the program. It's opening week, opening day coming up on Thursday for the Royals. You can hear the Royals right here on KFH. That's what's on tap in a couple of days, courtesy of Side Pockets out of the corner, Kellogg and Tyler. Today's lunch special, by the way, it's Taco Tuesday. Get 4 hard-shell beef tacos loaded to the hilt for just $5.95. Thursday, nice. On air at 2:30. First pitch at 3:15, Royals and White Sox. So next segment, we'll talk to Joe Girardi and get his take on what's going on in Major League Baseball. And has free agency just totally dried up? They're going the way of the extension between Sale, Arenado, Verlander, Goldschmidt, not even waiting until free agency.
Right.
So those guys are getting locked up. So have a little baseball talk in the next segment. A trip to New York on the line tonight in Bloomington, Indiana, a historic Assembly Hall where the 19-15 Indiana Hoosiers take on the 21-14 Wichita State Shockers. In the Shockers' bid to, along the way, and bringing Marcus home, Marcus McDuffie's from New Jersey, knocking off the number 1, 2, and 3 seeded teams all on the road. If they do that tonight, they'll get it done, and they'll go back to New York, where back in, 2011, they won it all, knocking off Washington State and Alabama there. 7 straight NIT wins, tied for the 8th longest streak in that event's 82-year history. You don't want to regularly go to the NIT nowadays anymore like you did back then, but
But it's not a bad pit stop.
One of the Twitter questions not long ago. Would you rather have your team lose in the NCAA first round or win it all in the NIT? And I can understand, big dance or bust. I get that. I can totally listen to that argument. But
it depends what kind of team you have, doesn't it?
It totally does. It totally does.
I think it does.
This
team is made for the NIT, frankly.
But you want program, I get this part too, you want your program to never dip to being relegated to the NIT. In a perfect world, and ideally, your school, you always want them in the mix for the NCAAs. But if they're not, seeing them play at Madison Square Garden is pretty cool too. And the Shockers are this close to doing it.
When you weren't counting on Landry Shamet to go to the NBA and then Austin Reeves to transfer, and you ended up with the deck that you had to play, this isn't the best outcome that you could have hoped for. I mean, you could have been in the NCAA tournament. I mean, who knows what would have happened if they had beaten Cincinnati and gotten to the finals against Houston. Who knows? I'm not sure the value of it would have been more significant than what they've done now. They've won 2 straight games on the road against very credible opponents, both of whom were on the edge of the NCAA tournament. Now you get to go play Indiana in a storied building against a storied program, one that's not at the height of its powers, but still it's the University of Indiana. And you get all of the ancillary benefits that go with winning games like this, getting extra time together. For a young team that is experiencing something like this together for the first time, I think it's pretty valuable. Probably a lot better than a one-and-done would have been in the NCAA tournament. Getting there would have been quite an accomplishment for the youth of this team. But, boy, I'm not so sure that they don't take more from this experience.
Well, if they'd have gotten to
would have going the other way.
If they would have gotten to the big dance, I'm convinced they would have had to win the conference tournament. And if they'd have done that, That would have meant four games in 4 days and Cincinnati and Houston mixed in there. So I got a feeling that would have trumped what they're doing right now if you have revisionists, you know.
Yeah, okay.
For them to go four for four, you know, after the way they started and they knocked off the two, you know, the two Goliaths in the in the league this year compared to them.
Yeah,
you'd take that and then a loss in the first round.
Right.
But like you said,
and if they had gotten to the final, maybe this would be a more germane conversation. They didn't beat Cincinnati in the semifinals. And so we didn't get a chance to look at anything for 40 minutes against Houston. Now, I know Cincinnati beat Houston, but you don't always connect the dots that way. It just doesn't work. So my sense is that this is, to me, a best-case scenario for this team. Based on the way that the season has gone, now you can win a game tonight and go to New York, and all of a sudden this experience is magnified even more greatly, isn't it? I mean, then it's all of a sudden, it's like, boom. Then all of a sudden, it's like, well, wait a minute. Now we're going to New York? We're going to go play at Madison Square Garden? You know, for a young team. Look, there are teams like Alabama, who was a number one seed in this thing, who ended up losing to Norfolk State because they couldn't have given two plugged nickels for playing in the NIT, and they looked like it. The NIT always has this.
Yeah.
They have... There's one of three things that you have in the NIT. You have teams that are pissed to be in it because they think they should have been in the NCAA tournament. Then you have those who are, you know, they're grumbling all the way. But you know what? They'll go play in it, and that's fine. Then you have teams that, and I think that Wichita State falls into that, that can really benefit by playing in this thing and take it very seriously and are very encouraged by the opportunity. So so there you go.
Or and there could be teams that are pissed that they're in it and they take it out on everybody they play.
You could do that. Yeah, absolutely.
And
right. If you're good enough to do that.
You'd be a master. Sure. Yeah, you'd be a master motivator if you get your guys who are just beside themselves that they didn't make it in the NCAA tournament, but by God, we're going to win 6 out of 6 in the NIT, and we're going to hoist a trophy after all. So, yeah, it's a weird dynamic sometimes in the NIT, but this also magnifies the joy that Greg Marshall continues to have an opportunity to coach this team. And he keeps saying that over and over again, and it's not quite – and it's not there yet. Of course, if they win this game tonight, he'll talk about it a lot. But so far, it's not about a quest to get to Madison Square Garden, the most famous arena in the world. It's not about trying to bring home another NIT championship. He just keeps talking about getting another opportunity to coach these guys, to coach this group again. And, you know, this is a swan song for two of them, but all the rest of them are auditioning for next year, and so many of them, as we talked to him, when was it, yesterday? Yeah, yesterday morning. Mm-hmm. Like, the switch has flipped for a bunch of these guys. They're getting it. They're starting to get it. Now it's not as much chalkboard stuff and teaching stuff and try to get what we're telling you to do in order for us to be successful. Seems like most of them now get it, and so it's kind of a not perfect storm. I don't know if that's the right way to put it, but they're all kind of on the same page now, and they're all clicking now, and they know what they are, and they're not necessarily going to wow you with great shooting because that's not what they do, but they can still rebound, and Dexter Dennis can guard, and the five guys are starting to have this little two-and-a-half-headed monster thing going. And they're pretty comfortable in their own skin right about now. And they're
well. And at the end of the day, how's this for? How'd you like to have these teams on your non-conference schedule for those that want to just discount the NIT? And believe me, I get it. I mean, I understand what it is and what it represents. But here are the teams that are left: Creighton, Indiana, Wichita State, Texas, North Carolina State, TCU, Colorado, and Lipscomb. Now, Lipscomb may not fall into that category, But any one of those other programs are all, every single one of them, are either, well, they're all major conference.
Mm-hmm.
They're all power 6-7 conference teams.
And Lipscomb's won 27 games this year.
Yeah, and Lipscomb's really good.
Yep.
So, you know.
Lipscomb, by the way, beat Davidson at their place and Greensboro at their place.
Yeah, so and crushed Greensboro, 86-69.
A little bit like crushed Wichita State in that way, and they're going to NC State to try to – actually, if Wichita State and Lipscomb both win, they'll both have three roadies under their belt. Now, the Shockers have had to go through 1, 2, and 3 if it happens in their side. Lipscomb beat 4 in Davidson, but they would have 1, 2, and 4 in their side of it. So, the Shockers.
Well, what's your
and
sense?
Doing
what's your sense
way.
Tonight, Shane? What's your feel? If we're going by feel alone, what's your feel?
Here's my feel. 3 road games in a row catches up with them. I think they run out of gas.
Well,
that's
and
my
here
feel.
Is why, and here's why I agree with that statement. This is going to be more of a road game this time around against a better opponent. With respect to Furman.
And way more people there, you mean?
Right.
Yeah.
There's going to be energy. There's respect. I think Indiana has a lot of respect for Wichita State. The coach coached him in the NCAA tournament, 2 years ago when he was at, Dayton. He knows all about Wichita State, the energy, the level, the, you know, the anger they play with, all of these things. I would agree with you. I will put it this way. Indiana's a favorite in this game, and understandably so.
But not as much as Clemson was, actually.
Nope.
I'm just throwing that out there. But there'll be about five times as many people at the game tonight than there will be at Little John.
This will be far more of a home court advantage for Indiana, just in terms of butts in seats and people that care or are interested. So I don't know. We'll see. It wouldn't surprise me, and I'm pulling for it.
Me neither. I agree.
And I'm pulling for it, but I would say that it's a tough out. That's for sure.
This would mark the third consecutive game that I won't be able to see a second of it either. So I really appreciate that, NIT schedule makers. That game's going on right at the exact same time as Shocker Baseball for the third NIT game in a row. So it'll be live stats or nothing for me tonight, but that's just me being selfish. I'd like to watch it live, but not going to happen for the third consecutive game. Speaking of third, this is the third time that WSU and Indiana will meet. Series is tied at 1-1. Shockers have never been to Bloomington. And almost all Shocker fans remember the last time that these two teams played. It was the 2015 NCAA tournament when the Shockers, seeded 7th, beat the 10 seed Indiana 81-76. That was in Omaha. Fred Van Vliet had 27. And it was the much-anticipated duel between Van Vliet and Yogi Ferrell.
Mm-hmm.
And neither one disappointed. Van Vliet had 27,
right.
Farrell had 24, Ron Baker had 15, Zach Brown had 11 and 8 boards, and then 2 days later, the Shockers beat Kansas to go to the Sweet 16.
They actually switched to Cale Cotton. They switched from Tekale Cotton to Fred Van Vliet defensively. I think they started with Tekale on him, and Fred ended up being the one that kind of won that one-on-one battle. Not kind of, he did. He was the better player on that day. Not that Yogi Ferrell isn't a hell of a player, and he is and was certainly, but that was a pretty heady couple of days for Wichita State up in Omaha.
Yeah, I'll say.
Yeah. Even Creighton fans were kind of cheering for Wichita State then. That was kind of the weirdest dynamic that I've ever seen. I remember talking to a Creighton fan said that he could have never imagined having cheered for Wichita State, but was in both of those games. So I thought that was
interesting. Just think about who they were playing, though. Mm-hmm. I mean, even if you hate Wichita State, you kind of, a little bit of you wants them to beat Indiana and Kansas, you know?
Yes, because they come from the same pool that you came from, basically.
Right. A little bit.
I mean, you know, that's the mix. Look, everybody, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. Doesn't everybody pull kind of against the Blue Bloods when you've got...
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, I think
this time of the year,
I don't care whether it's North Carolina, Duke, Indiana, Kansas. I mean, you're always... If you are in a neutral building, a relatively neutral building, and you're following someone else in that tournament...
Correct.
And Wichita State's up on Indiana, you ain't cheering for Indiana.
Right. You're exactly right.
You aren't cheering for Kansas. I'm going to guarantee you. That's just
the
way it is.
Along with the underdog... hangs with the blue blood, you start picking
up fans.
The
better you like it.
Yep. You start picking up fans as the game goes. 869-1240 if you got thoughts. Dennis is with us. What do you think, Dennis?
Well, I think, yes, you'd rather be in the NCAA tournament, those 68 teams. But let's be grateful. We're in the hot 100 with a bullet. So let's be glad we're there. Now, my question is for you guys. Is it a fact that Romeo Langford will play tonight, or is it a game-time decision?
I think it's – last I heard, it was questionable, totally up in the air. But that was last night, so I don't know if anything has changed. And I know you'll be listening to Mike and Bob tonight at 5, but I imagine they'll have the very latest, but – last I heard, it was total crapshoot, 50-50. No,
as of last night, anyway.
Yeah,
I don't know about this morning.
No definite decision whatsoever.
Well, I'll tell you what, Shane. You hold down the fort out at X Stadium. I think I'll stay home again and watch the shots on TV.
Thanks a lot, Dennis. Thanks a lot.
and Dennis, actually, it's a pretty good day for us because then we've got Creighton and TCU afterwards. And if you're a good basketball fan, that's a pretty intriguing game down in Fort Worth. So, I mean, you don't have the NCAA tournament. You've got two games that, at least geographically, you can be entertained by if you want to watch college hoops. And my guess is that I'll probably watch a fair amount of it tonight.
And,
so I'm kind of looking forward to it.
Colorado.
Who do you have? Who are the Sox playing tonight?
Trounce Norfolk State. Omaha comes to town.
Oh yeah, that's right. Omaha.
Yeah. And they are they're 14-5-1. They're 6-0 in the summit.
Really?
Could it be that
They played Oral Roberts?
Not yet. That's what I was gonna say. Could it be that Oral Roberts' reign of dominance comes to an end? I know this is a really ancillary story, but it's worth paying attention to down the road a little bit. Omaha is actually pretty good in baseball this year. So
I'll be darned.
Five-game week for the Shockers. Omaha tonight, K-State tomorrow, and then they'll step outside of conference play and take on Bethune-Cookman coming up this weekend. Before.
How is K-State this year?
K-State is like 11-13. They got swept by Oklahoma State. Yeah, so they're they've been better. Okay. Let's see. Should we get out of here and see if we can hook up with Joe Girardi? That's coming up next. It is opening day coming up Thursday for everybody but the A's and the M's, as we pointed out. And we'll have Radio.com Sports MLB insider and former big leaguer and manager Joe Girardi. He will join us when we come back. Baseball is almost here. The Royals open up on Thursday at 3:15 right here on KFH. Talk to former Yankee skipper Joe Girardi coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.